Hi everyone, and welcome to my first ever solo episode of Common Grounds. Hello! Can you tell that I'm lying down from the way that my voice sounds? I wonder if that's a thing. Well, I've been working not hard at all today for about 2.5 hours, and I just can't take it anymore. And so I decided, why not just record a podcast for fun instead of doing anything that could ever actually make me some money. But I do have I totally have an agenda and a plan and some premeditated thoughts for this episode. And I'm actually going to do a couple of episodes in a little mini series for this month of September that are just me, unless anybody wants to jump on and guest star. Please do that, because I would love it. Let me introduce the subject of this little series that I'm starting. It's going to be about me doing the whole 30. I'm going to do it from September 6th, probably, TBH, to October 6th. I'm going to document my progress and my hopes, fears, dreams, desires, death, via this podcast, just because I actually still have some episodes with people that I recorded even last year that I just haven't edited yet. But September is really just the month that if I ever want to do Whole 30 in the rest of my life, it has to happen now. And I figured I might as well commiserate with the listener of this podcast. Just while I do it. And I also feel like I haven't been giving like a lot of time to my creative projects recently, any of my like personal stuff, and it's been feeling really neglected. And so this is kind of just a little way to jumpstart it. And also I'm excited about trying like the one a week podcast format versus the one a month, because I just feel like one a month is definitely doable, definitely not like too much work, but I feel like I get distracted in the 3 weeks in between editing and posting and publicizing it. And so maybe I'll see if this is a little bit more of a like routine, if it's a little bit easier to keep up. And because I already have ideas, like I already have the theme in mind, and then I'll be definitely like building content just by like trying to eat and stay alive every day, which will be determined over the course of those 30 days. Okay, so why the heck would I ever do the whole 30? Pretty much the only reason, no, that's not true, but the origination of this idea, you can actually hear on my last episode that I posted with Jesse Vance, and I think it's in there. She asked me if I want to do the whole 30, and I just said, absolutely not. Why would I ever want to do that? But since she makes all my decisions and runs my life anyways, I kind of like came around on the idea again. And there were a couple different factors on that. I think that like, I don't remember if we like talked about it again or something. That like re-sparked it in my mind, or maybe I just listened to that episode. Oh boy. My life is just a series of things I've forgotten. Okay. Start at the very beginning. It's a very good place to start. So initially I'd like heard about some people doing the whole 30, and I was just like, why the heck would anyone ever do that? Unless they like, I don't know, we're like on track to like walk in the Victoria's Secret fashion show, or like, that's literally the only reason I can think of why you'd ever do that. And I didn't know a lot about it. I just knew like how people became once they were doing it, and how much like deprivation it seems to just be about. And okay, let's get down to brass tacks. The moral of the story is that the reason, number one reason I did not want to do it is because you can't have alcohol for 30 days. And there was a time in my life when I was worried that I was going to never have alcohol again because my relationship with it was not healthy whatsoever. And I just thought that it was a possibility that I was going to have to like say goodbye to alcohol forever. That made me really sad. And once I realized, so, okay, there's the first red flag. But once I realized that, you know what, I can like, I can drink alcohol in a healthy way and, you know, in a way that respects my body and myself and my choices, and lets me live the life I want. Alcohol doesn't have to run my life. I answered those like hard questions. And once I did that, I was so relieved and I was just so happy that I just let my love for alcohol and honestly wine in particular just wash over me like a 4-liter Bota box of Pinot Grigio. And I was just, since the last few years, I've just been like really appreciating learning more about alcoholic beverages and the process and, you know, tasting it and all of that and enjoying it and the way that it brings people together and moderation and all of this stuff. So the thought of having to say goodbye to the alcohol for 30 days for basically no reason other than to like pretend to be healthier than everyone else around you just seemed excruciating to me. But I also realized that it's definitely a challenge. I love a challenge. I don't like the idea of ever not doing anything because it's too challenging or because it's too intimidating. So I think like in the back of my mind, I was just kind of working over it and being like, I can't not do it because I think that maybe I couldn't do it. You know, I have to try and prove to myself that I can do it. I think it's kind of the thought, but also it's just the reality that like, you know, I'm going to be going to a football game in October and I'm going to be like, obviously you cannot be on Whole 30 for Thanksgiving or Christmas. That's November, December. January is my birthday. There's no heckin' way I'm going to be like make a cauliflower cake or something for myself for my birthday. Oh, and that wouldn't even work because you're not even allowed to have anything that even resembles something delicious or fun to eat on the Whole 30. I think that's the underlying principle. So anyways, month of September, I'm going to be home for the whole part of it. And it's also, I've been traveling for like the last year. Okay, I'm just like wildly hacking my way through all the different, all my different thought processes on why maybe I would do the Whole 30 for the month of September. I think that Jesse mentioned it to me that she was going to be, this is what happened. Okay. Rewind. When I stopped by her apartment on my way to Massachusetts last month, this month, she was like eating a certain way. And I was like, oh, are you like on a regimen or something? And she said, not yet, but I'm thinking about doing the Whole 30. And so I'm trying to like condition myself to get used to it. Okay. That's where it like came back up again in my head. And also I just want to be like Jesse Vance. Like, don't we all? So yeah, my subconscious started thinking about it some more and it's just like the right timing for me to do it. Also I've been traveling pretty much, not nonstop, but at least once a month since, last August or even July. And so I just got home from my most recent trip a week ago and, have plans to just pretty much be in Colorado Springs, except for like, maybe a weekend here and there, until the end of the year. So my life has kind of settled back down. And a hallmark of traveling for me personally is I just eat like literally whatever is in my reach. Just because, you know, if you're like going to be on a plane or on a bus, you don't necessarily know like when you're going to get the chance to eat again. So you should always eat when you get the chance. Also, people are cooking for you. People are taking you out to cool places. You're, you know, eating like greasy breakfast at 4 o'clock in the morning, and you, like at the end of a long day of driving, you don't exactly have the willpower to like order a 2 egg white scrambled omelet or something. So just like so many factors, especially for me personally, that I haven't thought about what I eat for like pretty much 13 months. Even I would say like the biggest indicator of that is the fact that I was pretty much flexitarian for like, not when I lived in Korea for sure, but off and on I have been for the last like 6 years, except for this last year, I didn't even think twice about like eating meat, and I ate meat constantly. So I just would like to kind of restart this time in my life of thinking a little bit more carefully about what I'm eating and how it makes me feel, and its health effects on my body. So those are all of the kind of superficial reasons why I've decided to jump into the Whole30. I'm gonna get a book from the library about it tomorrow and read through that, try to really understand what I'm doing, what the purpose of the Whole30 is, you know, accomplish a challenge, not drink for 30 days. I have a feeling that I am just going to be like a shadow of the person I once was if I don't drink alcohol for 30 days, because even when I have been like definitely my thinnest, and like lost significant amounts of weights, just losing my weights everywhere. I've still been like drinking socially. Yeah. So I just don't even know what's going to happen. And usually when I live at home, like my parents aren't huge drinkers, and, in the interest of like saving money, I definitely don't go out and drink a lot, but my sister and I usually will like get a drink at least once a week. And I, you know, like have a beer at trivia, and I like to like keep wine in the house. Okay. There you go. There's a little bit of like what my normal drinking, patterns look like when I'm living at home. So I honestly, my mom asked me this the other day, so embarrassing. And I just like played it off very coolly. Like I do everything. She asked me like when the last time was that I had gone for 30 days without drinking, and I guarantee you I do not know. It was probably, you know what it probably was, is when I worked in West Virginia for a summer between my sophomore and junior years of college, because I wasn't legal age yet. And I don't think that they let me, like, I don't think I drank with anybody who was there. Wow. Okay, so that was 6 years ago. Cool. Okay, I'm really excited to see, like, you know, I might come out of this just looking like a straight up bodybuilder. I don't know. It's impossible to know what's gonna happen. Maybe I'm gonna be like 0.3% body fat and just like ready to start a whole new life. Okay. So there are the initial reasons why I just even wanted to do the Whole30 period. Delving a little bit deeper into some of the reasons why I wanted to document my progress on it. My first thought obviously was just like talking about what you actually, you know, like what does it actually look like every day doing this? What things do I miss? Blah, 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 blah. You know, maybe like finding a community of other people who have done it and hated it, or have done it and loved it. Finding out what the purpose of it is. Like I mentioned, who benefits the most from it? How do they benefit? Stuff like that. But I also think it's going to be interesting to maybe do like a little bit of a critique of it and some of the problems that are inherent to doing something that's so like rigorous and strict and depriving yourself, it seems like to me on this end of it, depriving yourself of so many of the things that we eat every day for enjoyment or for energy or, you know, like for a variety of reasons, but just, I would like to talk about what is not okay about it, as well as what's good about it. And personally, I hate it when people are critical of something that they have little to no experience with. You know, it's like people who watch a trailer for a movie and then write an essay about why no one should go see it or something, or, you know, what's inherently wrong with it. So I want to be able to be a little bit critical of it. And I feel like the only way to really do that is to experience it and go through it. Not with everything, obviously. We can all be critical of, you know, heroin, and we don't have to try it, I think. That's fair to say. Yeah. Because the risks would outweigh the benefit. Okay. Phew. I'm glad I got to the bottom of that, because for a second I was like, do we all need to try heroin at least once before we can say it's not okay? Okay. Yeah. And I feel pretty confident that I'm not at risk for eating disorders or losing too much weight or, you know, any of those things. So I think I should be able to complete this with few to no risks. Yeah. Okay. Just to wrap up, I'm still a couple weeks out from starting. Maybe not. Maybe 1 week. Oh, goodness. Oh my gosh. Terrifying. So what are the things that I'm going to miss the most? And what have I been just absolutely cramming into my mouth for as much, like as often as I possibly can leading up to this? Partially to, you know, store up fat for the winter. Like, I don't know how my body's going to do with only healthy foods going into it for a little bit of time. Like, it needs some padding, I think. And also, just so I can, like, you know, build a lot of great memories with all these different things that I love so much before I have to say goodbye to them for 30 days. Which, as a good friend once used to tell me while we were working our all-night shifts at the campus restaurant, she would say, you can do anything for X amount of time. She would always tell herself that when she was running on the treadmill and she had 10 minutes left, I can do anything for 10 minutes. So I really think I can do anything for 30 days, but I also think it's a heck of a long time to not have wine. Okay, obviously that's a thing I'm probably gonna miss the most, just wine. And also beer, because beer just adds so much to food, I think. I feel like food can add a lot to wine and it can make you like experience the wine. I mean, like appreciate the wine more, but I think that beer can take like just an okay meal and elevate it to an experience. So definitely gonna miss those two. I don't drink a ton of cocktails or like, not cocktails, but like what, mixed drinks. So I think I'll be able to survive there. I'm also gonna miss just like Asian food in general, packaged Asian food in particular, I would say, because there's definitely like no MSG on this and no like, you know, enriched wheat flour. So no ramen noodles. Oh, I'm definitely gonna have to have ramen for a midnight snack tonight. Speaking of, no ramen, no like rice cakes, no, I don't know if I can have those seaweed snacks. That's a good question. Yeah, no noodles, even though I feel like not a lot of dishes, nothing with rice. I can't believe that. I don't think I could have couscous. I mean, not couscous, quinoa. I can go into more detail about what I actually can and can't eat next week once I like have the book and I'm actually meal planning and preparing and all that stuff. Also, dairy is not like a huge part of my life, and I don't eat it super often, but when I do, it's just because I purely love it. And so, like, I definitely don't eat cheese every day, but cheese is one of the great loves of my life. I have so much appreciation for it and so much just like respect. I think I'm getting carried away. But so just, you know, the idea of like not even having it like in my on my Mexican food. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I'm having a panic attack. Okay. I can't have Albert tacos. Or if I do, it's gonna have to be like just some pico, please, in a like little bowl. I don't know. I can't have beans. I can't have rice or cheese. I can have meat, but probably not with any seasoning. Oh my goodness. Okay. I'm also going to Albert Tacos immediately after I stop recording this. Albert Tacos just has always been there for me and always will. They, I think, have put crack in their tortillas, but pretty much like 24 hours after you have first tasted Albert Tacos, you want it again. And I know several people who can vouch for that. So I think that I don't think that like my day-to-day life is gonna be incredibly hard, but just like the fact that I'm not going to be able to enjoy myself once in a while or like do the things that I'm so used to doing for fun with people that I love, or that I'm gonna have to like just order a water. I don't even know. I don't know how this is gonna happen. I'm like normally a very big proponent of eating as healthily as I can, or what I understand to be healthily, throughout the week or during my time for my regular meals, and having a lot of discipline in how I cook for myself. But then, you know, if there's an opportunity to do something fun with friends or family and come together and make a good memory, then I just eat literally anything that I want. And I think that's gonna probably be the hardest thing for me, to have to be like any kind of a killjoy or just a Debbie Downer. And yeah, not enjoy some of those things that I really, really love. So cheese, the Japanese snacks that my dad gets, and grains maybe, and no yogurt. I'm kind of at a loss about like what I'm gonna actually eat, but it'll be an opportunity to get creative. Yeah. So I'm kind of excited. If you guys have ever done the Whole30, tell me what you thought about it. If you've never done it, tell me why you've never done it. And yeah, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to talking about some interesting things about why it's not so great, and maybe why it can be great over these next 4 weeks. I also hope that making these recordings will maybe motivate me to stick with it, even if I get to like day nine and I'm just like, this is an absolute joke. No person should ever be forced to do this. Maybe this will be a little bit of accountability, which will be nice. I hope we can have a conversation from this. I'm excited to learn from the experience, learn from the original, like the people who designed the Whole30, and hopefully learn from you guys too about the stuff that I have no idea what I'm talking about. I'm just talking out of my butt. Yeah, I'm excited for the learning experience. So stick around next week, unless I've died from malnutrition and low cheese intake or like alcohol withdrawals. Otherwise, I'll be back. I'll be here. And yeah, let me know what you think. Okay, thanks for listening, guys, and I will talk to you next week. Bye.